Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Ellen Belcher, filling in for Emily McCord. Today I'm talking with Bob Bennett, Chairman Emeritus of Ohio's Republican Party and reportedly the longest-serving state Republican chairman in the country. Thanks for talking to me, Mr. Bennett.
Good morning.
Is it fair to say that in over the last two decades, you've never seen a Republican primary like this one? I'm asking because I don't remember the fights between George Bush and Bob Dole in 1988, or between Dole and Pat Buchanan in 96, or George W. and John McCain in 2000 being this fierce. And certainly in 2008, Mitt Romney didn't give John McCain this much trouble. Are we in unprecedented territory here?
Oh, I think so. And I think it has more to do with the change in the rules of the Republican National Committee regarding the convention delegates. I think what you're seeing is that there's nobody that's broken away from the pack. So I think that what's happened is that right now the intensity of the campaign is to get one person that would be the candidate to stop Romney. Now, what you're arguing about in the Republican primary is who's more conservative. 4 years ago, it was who was more liberal, Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. But I don't think that the primary process hurts candidates. And whoever emerges on the Republican side will be a better candidate for going through the primary process on the Republican side in 2012.
Republican primary voters are decidedly more conservative than likely GOP voters in the fall general elections.
I think that's true.
Do you ever worry that your nominee is being chosen by a small but especially strident wing of the party?
Well, I don't worry too much about that. I think that what you're going to find out is that whoever the nominee is, that the Republicans will coalesce behind that nominee, and the stay-at-home Republicans, the soft Republicans, and a lot of the independents will come together in the fall.
Now, Super Tuesday is next week, and Ohio is the big prize among those 10 contests. What would you tell the Republican candidates they should be talking to Ohioans about?
Well, you know, Ohioans mirror the nation better than any other state. If you're down in southwest Ohio, you're going to probably flaunt your conservative credentials. If you're over in the western part of the state or southeastern part of the state, you might be talking about social conservatism. In northeast Ohio, the Cleveland media market, you might have more of a moderate message.
A lot of their rhetoric has been about hot-button social issues. Do you think the candidates are making a mistake focusing on abortion, contraception, gay rights, women in the military, and their own religious views?
Well, I think, you know, that some people will think that. There are some in the Republican Party that that's an important issue, too, and is important in determining who they're going to vote for. But if you look at the four candidates that are left, there's not that much difference.
Let's talk a little bit about Ohio and Governor Kasich. Governor John Kasich and your successor, Kevin DeWine, are barely on speaking terms. Governor Kasich wants Chairman DeWine out. Ohio has a long history of governors wanting to put their own person in charge of the party. Four-term Governor Jim Rhodes and then Governor George Voinovich each wanted their own person in, and I think Governor George Voinovich came after you. Whose side are you on in this spat?
Well, I support John Kasich and his policies very strongly. I think he'll go down as probably the best governor of this century because I think he's making a systemic change in the way this state operates, and I think it's a long time in coming. But at the same time, I think that Kevin DeWine has done a good job as chairman. So whatever happened, I think, between Governor Kasich and Kevin DeWine is somewhat on the personal level, and it has to be dealt with. I mean, we need to calm the waters down. We're into an important election year. Our most important job this year from a Republican standpoint is to carry Ohio for the Republican nominee.
I've been talking to Bob Bennett, former chair of Ohio's Republican Party. It was great talking with you today, Mr. Bennett. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ellen.